Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台韓国国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で、毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アイルランド出身のイーライと、
コスタリカ出身のリチャードです。
今月のテーマは、防災を考えようです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。
Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
My name is Richard and I'm from Costa Rica.
Our topic for today is Let's Think About Disaster Prevention. I think most of our listeners are aware of, Japan is a country that's very prone to natural disasters, including earthquakes, tsunamis, typhoons, heavy rain and snow, and even volcanic eruptions. September is often the month of the year where Japan experiences the most amount of typhoons. Actually, we have a big one heading our way. Literally on the day of recording. So that's very exciting. So today we'll be talking a little bit about, you know, disasters around the world and also disaster prevention. And let's think together about some things that we can do to protect ourselves from natural disasters. What comes to mind when you hear the word disaster? Richard, why don't you start us off?
When I hear the word disaster, maybe I think about danger.
Yeah?
That's the first thing that comes into mind. What about you?
When I hear disaster, I'm going to be honest, I think of earthquakes. Because I think of the Great East Japan earthquakes specifically in 2011, because I believe that's something that, you know, maybe a lot of Japanese people would think of too when they first heard the word disaster or Saigai, because it's still so fresh in our memories, and like there's so much damage that's done to the region that we're still recovering from. And what about you, Eli?
See, it's interesting because for me, disaster as a word, it's like, before coming to Japan, I didn't really tie it in with natural disasters so much as I thought of just general disasters and, I don't know, not day-to-day life, but, you know, like workplace disaster, car crash, stuff like that. Because, and I guess the reason why I've always thought like that is because Ireland, we don't have that many natural disasters.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
So for me, the word doesn't have a direct association with, like, you know, earthquakes or typhoons or whatever else. That's very much something that's been new to me since coming to Japan.
I remember seeing on the news that Ireland gets, you know, floods and things like that. And last year they had like a really bad flood where cars were getting washed away and things like that.
Yeah, so like we don't get stuff like earthquakes or on the scale of like, we don't have volcanic activities, so none of that. But we do get flooding and we get heavy storms. So I think this period for that is, I could be wrong on this, but I think it's late spring to summer. It's kind of like we get a lot of storms. And then, I think it's just the infrastructure isn't great. Like, it's like, unlike Japan, we don't have very good standards in terms of, you know, like certain buildings have to be earthquake proof. We don't have standards for, like, you know, I guess we do, but they're probably not followed in terms of like flood proofing the roads and stuff. So like every year, like literally every single year, you'll have flooding in towns and cities, and it can get quite bad. But to me, like I almost don't even register as a disaster because it's so regular. It's just like, it's, you know, the local town's flooded again. Oh well, you know. But I probably should be a bit more, you know, conscious of that. But I guess it's just kind of such an everyday thing in that at that time of the year in Ireland. Because we just get rain in general throughout the entire year as a country. So
That's
just like, oh, it's a little bit more rain than usual. Oh, the wind's a little stronger than usual, you know. So,
Does people in Ireland do anything to protect themselves from disasters?
Yeah, at certain times of the year when we get storm warnings, because we have like an alert system like Japan where we have like a yellow warning and a red warning.
Right.
And whenever it gets to a yellow or red warning, it's always to do with like storms as opposed to earthquakes or anything else like that. But whenever it gets to a yellow or red, you'll see people put sandbags out in front of their houses. So they put them on the doorsteps because if they don't, their entire house will just be destroyed. So yeah, I think like the county councils and stuff like that, the local government, they'll have like systems for either buying sandbags off them or distributing them as well. So people have access to that. In terms of like the Japan style of preparation, if you're talking about like preparing foodstuffs and having something ready if you need to evacuate, that's not really done in general. I think evacuation as a concept isn't really...
So people just stay at home.
People
mostly.
Would, yeah. It's like if your house gets flooded and you know, have to get work done on the first floor or whatever, it's like you'll probably just have to move to a relative space while you're getting fixed up kind of a thing. It's like there's not really a whole culture of evacuation.
Before we start recording, we talk a little bit about, you know, the types of disasters in Costa Rica, and it registers to me as being quite similar to the ones that Japan actually experienced.
Yeah, we have a lot of earthquakes since Costa Rica is also part of the Pacific Fire Ring. I think from Chile, Alaska, Russia, and then Japan, like all volcanoes are connected. So I think we share this characteristic with Japan. Although the earthquakes that we have experienced, they are not as big as probably as the Tohoku earthquake. We had a couple big ones in the last years, one in 2012 and another one 2009. The one that I remember the most is the one in 2009, because the epicenter was really close to my house. So it was kind of shocking to see your house vibrating like that. And at that time, well, I was in high school, and we were not like very prepared about this kind of event. So the only thing that we did was like to go to the backyard and just wait to see what happens. Yeah, but luckily we were safe. I think the we have also like some problems with construction and stuff, but we have a very good seismic code, at least like adapted to our condition. So most buildings behave properly for these events, but yeah, maybe if we get like a very large event like the Tohoku earthquake, I think the story will be really different. But for now, it seems like it's okay. And then yes, Costa Rica is a country located in a tropical zone, so we receive a lot of storms, and sometimes we also receive hurricanes. I think on this side of the world they are called typhoons, but in general there are tropical cyclones. So basically they are the same but in different locations. Yeah, in 2016 we had one. It was called Hurricane Otto. And my family was a bit lucky because we were like a little bit far from the eye of the hurricane. So it was not that terrible, but in other parts of the country it was like very devastating. Like they had a lot of floods and people had to evacuate. That was the only solution, especially because it occurred like in a rural area. So yeah, infrastructure is not adapted to these events, so immediately start flooding everything. Many houses were destroyed, and it was like a big event for us.
Do people in Costa Rica have food storage or like water storage in their house in case of these like natural disasters, or is it not really a common practice?
I would say maybe it's not a common practice. Well, there are many families living day by day, right? And when you have like a long period without like big events, I think people tend to forget about disasters.
That's fair. They avoid
preventing. And so maybe in general I would say like not all people, even though in schools they promote this kind of thing, right? Like when you are in school you have like some drills and they tell you about the natural disasters to try to make awareness, but it depends like from house to house the condition.
That's one thing I'm curious as well, because you just mentioned that you do drills at school and stuff. Like, because Ireland we don't do any drills for natural disasters. We don't have them most of the time, and like I said, the storms, they can be bad, but they're usually not deadly, right? I mean, they've gotten worse and later in recent years, but it's usually something you don't need to do drills for. But I guess, like, Costa Rica, do they do similar things in Canada for, like...
We did have a few earthquake drills, I think, in school. And so Canada is, well, Vancouver is also a part of the Pacific Ring of Fire. So customarily, we have something called the Big Shake. That's what the Board of Education decided to name it. They're like, we're going to call it the Big Shake so it sounds fun for the kids. So what happens is that like a random day in the school year, the principal will go to the office, he'll do announce through the announcement PA system, and he'll say, oh, behold, the Big Shake is coming. Everyone go under the table. Usually the ideal thing to do is you go under the table and then you wait until the announcement say the tremor is over, now we evacuate, and you know, you grab your stuff, you go to the schoolyard, and they do like a little roll call. But that's like the extent of training that we get. We don't do anything more than that, which I think it's not good, because like again, everyone just think it's kind of funny because they could give it a funny name, and it's like done in such an unserious fashion that no one takes it seriously. So I'm like, okay, if a big one actually does hit, though, no one's gonna know like what's a proper thing to do.
Yeah.
Has anyone experienced a natural disaster in Japan before that, like, you know, a significant that really like scared you a little bit? And you know, when you did, or if you did, how did you feel back then? Or is there anything that you did in the moment?
I think until now, we haven't had any big earthquake in Sendai.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. In my period, like from last year's April until now, I think like not a large happened. They are pretty similar to the ones that we have in Costa Rica.
Okay.
So when it starts shaking, I'm like, okay, because I have experienced this many times. But I still remember that during the Noto earthquake in January 1st, I got the alarm and I was like, hold on, what's going on?
Yeah. I remember when that happened as well, like, I was in Sendai for it, but like, I still felt it, which was really scary. Because when you looked at the map and you saw where it was and how far it was from Sendai, and the fact you could still feel it here, you were like, Jesus, it's big there, you know?
Yeah.
It's been so long, there hasn't been anything. People get very relaxed. And I think that's like the biggest problem when it comes to preparedness as well. It's like you need to keep people conscious, even if there's nothing happening for a while, because like people get, myself included, we all get so lazy after a certain point, we get too relaxed, you know?
Is there anything that you do in particular, you know, in your daily life to stay prepared from disasters?
I have been like try to have more like water bottles and canned food that can be used in case of an emergency. But
we do a lot in terms of disaster preparedness and awareness. So through that, I've kind of become a bit more aware of hazard maps and just knowing where my evacuation centers are and, you know, installing the apps that give you the warning. When they're thinking about putting out information, you also have to try to localize it, you know, make it sure that you're approaching it from a foreigner perspective as well. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of challenges, I think, on the level of just putting out information.
Yeah, to conclude, it's just that no matter where you are, you should try to keep yourself safe, because a lot of times, unfortunately, if you don't speak the local language or if you're not native to the area, you might not be able to get the same amount of information as other people do, like immediately after a big disaster. So make sure to do your research, and from now on, if you were to go and like go travel or things like that, maybe consider looking up what potential natural disasters are in the area, so you can better prepare yourself. And well, you know, nothing's more important than your safety, so stay safe out there. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Are you subscribed to the email magazine published by the International Relations Department of Sentia? We send out a variety of information in Japanese, English, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Nepali via email. You'll receive disaster prevention related info, notice regarding Sentia and the Sendai Multicultural Center, and useful daily life info for foreign residents, such as information from the city of Sendai. This service is available for free, so please consider subscribing if you have yet to do so. For details about the email magazine and how to subscribe, please check the official website of the International Relations Department of Sentia. And that is it of our program today. See you again next time. Bye!
Bye.